Right. But my question still is, from your perspective, are there ways to create the conditions to be in that state of flow at work, whatever one's work happens to be? The Dalai Lama paused for several moments.
The value of such a focused mind is recognized in many ancient spiritual traditions. In fact, in some of these traditions, such as Buddhism, we find practical methods for developing and enhancing a stable mind. So I think that undertaking some practice of stabilizing meditation will probably help. Because in stabilizing meditation, you choose any object and try to focus mentally on it. Perhaps that might at least help focus one's mind and familiarize the person with that kind of concentrated mental state.
The Dalai Lama continued.
Then, of course, there are other factors that could contribute to the likelihood of achieving that state. For example, you mentioned that the flow state arises when one is engaged in some challenging work or solving some problem, and one's skills and abilities are used to meet that challenge. So it is dependent on one's skills and knowledge of the task at hand. This suggests that one can increase this state by increasing one's familiarity with the particular work or subject. It can be a matter of constant study and familiarization, becoming habituated to a particular way of thinking or doing some task. And another factor can be involved. I think one would be more likely to move into that state of flow if one has a high level of interest in the subject or the kind of work to begin with. So in the example of Genyamala, he also had great interest and familiarization with the subjects he was focusing on. But I also think that the state you are describing, that kind of state where one loses a sense of time or even identity, can arise in different contexts or under various conditions. I don't think it is necessarily associated with happy or positive mental states. I think it can be associated with both happy states or unhappy states. For example, sometimes when you are totally gripped by fear and become paralyzed by the experience, you can experience a loss of time. When I am giving a series of teachings on a text, if I am enjoying the experience of teaching, I tend to lose any sense of time. On the other hand, if I come across points that are extremely difficult and I am struggling with my commentary, then the contrary experience occurs. Here I feel as if time is dragging at a very slow pace. So this phenomenon of loss or distortion of time can occur when one's mind is in a totally relaxed and joyful state, when one is fully concentrated and is delving deeply into a discursive analysis, as well as when one's mind is gripped by more negative emotions such as fear. When this experience occurs, one of the obvious signs is the total obliviousness to the events in the immediate physical surroundings.
He continued.
For example, there could be occasions when you are too scared, almost scared to death. Then at that time, also you remain totally absorbed and without any sensitivity. So here, one could be in a state where one loses a sense of identity, of time, of place, and so on. One is totally in the moment, but it is not voluntary. It is not due to interest or engagement in some interesting problem or work. It is because of fear. Lots of fear. Almost as if you are in shock. I'm wondering. When I fled from my home when the communist Chinese invaded, I was so frightened that I might have experienced that flow state for a moment. My mind was blank, in a state of thoughtlessness. I also remember when I was 7 years old, I was reciting a prayer. I had memorized at a huge gathering. I think there were several thousand monks there. So here were thousands of monks in front of me and also high government officials. I was completely, I don't know if this is the correct word, confounded. I was totally in a state of no thought. I had memorized it so well. I had spent the previous few months practicing the recitation daily. So once I started the prayer, it went very fluidly. And because of the training, it was automatic. But my mind went totally blank. After 2 or 3 minutes, there was a break. And then I noticed some pigeons going here and there. And in front of me, I saw the chanting master. And then I was fear-stricken. When I look back these days, I think that the fright that I experienced on that occasion may have even shortened my life.
Well, I don't think the kind of blanked-out state when one is in a state of extreme anxiety and the flow state are the same thing. Now, I have to confess that I'm definitely not an expert in the study of flow, but I would guess, for instance, that if they did a PET scan or EEG,